The title of the book, Walking on Water. And the author, Autumn Carpentier, she joins us now on Author Talk. Hello, Autumn.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Great to have you with us. Now, this is your story. It's, what would you call it, a memoir, more or less?
Well, kind of. I would say it's more inspirational than anything.
Okay.
That's pretty much
sure
what they, you know, put it under, classified it as.
Well, you're picking out some events in your life that were very, very challenging, and you wondered if you were going to make it through, and this book will make you cry, will make you laugh, and hopefully you will learn. I'm sure this is your heart's desire. You will learn, with God's help, you can get through anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much always been my lifeline, and the reason I actually titled the book Walking on Water was because of the biblical story about Peter. And, you know, Jesus called out to him, and he started walking across the water, and the minute he started doubting, he started sinking. And, you know, it really is about our faith and learning to just reach out to Jesus and just trust him and know that he's going to take care of us and pull us out of the depth of everything we're going through.
So when did you know that you needed to write this book? How did that come about?
You know, funny thing is, it's, this book took 8 years to get published. And it starts out the year that part of the story is that my son, I had to do a custody battle with his father for some things that had happened and stuff. And I'd always wanted to write the book and actually started it a couple of times. And somehow it never really flowed, or I didn't know where to really start or end it. And I sat down one night when I was going through all of this with him and knowing what he was going through. And that's where the story begins. And it was something that allowed me to let my feelings be released and you know, it's funny how when you write something down and you look at it, it's different than when you're just thinking something. And I just began there, and at that point, and then never turned back, and I wrote a little bit here and there and stuff, sometimes more than others. And then the past year, I dedicated everything just to getting the book edited and getting it published. So it's been a long journey to get it published.
Well, your motto, you say, is make the best of the worst. I think everyone can relate to it. May not be the worst in the big scheme of things compared to a lot of other people, but when we're going through anything in life, it's the worst for us.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, I had one of my friends read the book and stuff, and she said to me, she goes, well, she goes, I'm disappointed. And I was like, you're disappointed? What did you not like? And she said, no, she goes, I did not know you as well as I thought at the time. And I did not realize you were going through all that. And the funny thing is that she was going through so many things at that time. And she has told me many, many times how I helped her get through that. And sometimes things we go through, you know, things are going to happen to everybody. It's just a matter of what we do with it and how we deal with it and the outcome. We can either make it work for us and help us to learn something, or we're going to keep repeating it. I believe that God says, you know what, you haven't learned that lesson yet, so it's going to happen again until you do get it right. And I've lived that as a testimony myself. But it really is about the choices that you make and the consequences from those choices.
So life really is a school.
Every day. Yep, every day. Every day of every minute, I think. So every minute of every day. But you know, I think a lot of people, you have to be open to believing in miracles. You have to be open to acknowledging that the things that happen along the way are for a purpose, and that, you know, if all in time. And I think the worst thing is that as humans, we tend to want everything in our time, and when we, you know, the way we want them, thinking that's what's best for us. And most times, that's not necessarily true. That, you know, God wants us to be in a certain place, and he is directing us in the things that happen in our lives. And usually I've always found that everything he wanted to give me has been much better than what I planned.
But at that moment in time, we thought we knew best. We certainly don't understand the total picture. We can only see what we're seeing at that moment. We don't see like God sees, of course.
Exactly.
So,
and he knows the end all and what he wants to get accomplished in the end with us. You know, we don't have a clue sometimes. However, you know, like writing this book, I felt very led to write the book, and there's a lot of things in the book that just fell into place, like scriptures and just a lot of things along the way that I felt it was truly a blessing, and that this is something that I was meant to do. And you know, a lot of times people don't listen to that little voice, and that little voice is important because it is what directs us, and it is God's voice talking to us. And if something doesn't feel right, then there's a reason. And if something does, then you know, you move forward with it. But at the time, it's sometimes hard to move forward when you don't know the whole picture, or you're struggling and you feel like you're about to just sink, and there's no one there to reach out to. But there is.
And I can never understand why people who obviously are human, they're going through all these similar types of experiences, but they're determined to go it alone. They're not going to reach out to God. I don't even, there's a lot of words to call that. You know, we'll be nice. It's just so sad when people are just so determined they're going to do it on their own.
You know, I tell people this all the time, and I mean it sincerely. I do not know how people get through this life without God. And there have been times when I've literally fallen to my knees and cried out, thinking, you know, kind of in this story, like when Jesus cries out to God, you know, why have you forsaken me? And that's not the case. But you do feel that way sometimes. But the thing is that it's going to pass. And for every tear that's fallen, you get stronger. And you do have to keep going, because there was a time in my life, many times actually, but one in particular, and again, it was during the custody battle and losing my kids and stuff, or not losing, and they went to live with their father, long story, but I was just bombarded with heartache, and I didn't really have anybody. I didn't have a mother to talk to, a father to talk to, and, you know, my only brother left, lived out of town, and I felt like I would burden other people if I discussed my problems with them. And the one thing I've learned is that it's okay to lean. You know, just because you lean on someone doesn't make you weak. And just because you need someone doesn't make you weak. So I think in this day and age, people tend to think that, you know, if you show any signs of weakness, even though it's not, you know, emotion, then that makes you weak. And I think people need to understand that there is a lifeline there, and God's the first one, and then He has many people around Him that will help you too. And so, you know, if you feel like you just can't go on, you just got to go on, even if it's 1 minute at a time. You just got to keep on going.
Well, you mentioned your one living brother. You have two brothers that died along the way. How old were they, and mm-hmm. what happened, and what kind of an impact did it have on you?
Well, thank you for asking. I actually, my first brother, he was 12, and he had cancer, and it was a very pretty quick process for us, and really probably one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. My mother kind of withdrew from the world, and you know, at the time I had two other brothers, and I was trying to take care of them, and my father, they had divorced some time ago, and you know, the more I reached out to him, I realized he wasn't going to be there either. And so and then we had an abusive stepfather, and throughout that whole process, I would say that it really did teach me some of the things that I didn't want in life. And I think it's just as important to know what you don't want in life as what you do want in life, because it's easy to live with the things that you want and you get, but it's not so easy to live with things that you don't want and you get. So that period of time taught me a lot of stuff about myself and about what I didn't want. And then my second brother, he was the middle brother, he was actually murdered, and he had three sons, and his wife and her boyfriend, or whatever you want to call him, actually plotted to kill him. And part of that story is in the book, and it unfolds how she called me acting like she hadn't seen him or anything, and you know, and then we had to begin the search. And that death probably was one of the worst things I've ever gone through, because we had to sit through a trial and hear details. And I actually broke down at one point and thought, you know, how do I do this? How do I sit here and be strong enough to sit here and be here for my mother and listen to this? And once again, it was the grace of God and the strength that He gave me, because I could not, there's no way I could, or anybody can go through anything like that, as far as I'm concerned, without God.
Well, the words come to mind, despair, emptiness, unbearable sorrow that people go through, that you've gone through, but you chose God to help you through it, your faith in God, and even though there's heartbreak, God can heal and give us strength, and we can learn.
Yes, and I think the neatest part about life is that there's always, I do believe there's always a reason for things happening. And again, it's what you make of the things that happen in your life and the choices. And, you know, you're not always going to make good choices, and you're not always going to get things right the first time. But I think the trick is to try to learn from the things that happen and be open-minded to miracles and the goodness around us and the people that are in our lives, because there are people in our lives for a reason. Some may stay, some may go, others come and go, but they're there for a reason. And it's good. I know when I was working, people were always saying, oh, she's so happy, she's always smiling and everything. And I put up a front like everybody else, or some people, and you know, you just keep on going and keep on going. But when you go home, that mask comes off, and you have to deal with yourself and the emotions that you feel. And once again, it was just the strength of God and His mercy that just helped me, that lifted me up and just gave me the strength to keep going. And little by little, you get better. And, you know, there are times you don't even understand why something will hit you, and, you know, and or you'll smell something, or something will happen, and it brings everything right back. And it's a state in my book that most of my battles are still fought within. You know, those are the things that I've had to overcome. And no matter how much you move forward, that there's always that little bit of something there that holds on to you. And I think that's the biggest thing that we have to remember in life, is that even though that's still there, it doesn't make it really true, like, you know, insecurities or being alone or anything. And that again, that'll pass too, and you just have to be open to moving forward and just making the best of everything.
So God said to you, hang on, this too shall pass, and you held on, and you also even saw God smiling, maybe even laughing at times.
Well, you know, I'm a firm believer that I've often talked to God as if He's sitting right next to me, and I enjoy my relationship with God, and I do think He has a sense of humor, and people laugh whenever. My sister-in-law said to me, you know, I never understood what that meant until right now, and I asked her, so right now, that it took this, you know, because I'm always saying that. And I do think that it's not just about, I think people think Christianity is all, you know, go to church every Sunday and you live your life in just the right way and do just the right things, and but really, the journey with Jesus is the fact that it is a journey, and He is a partner. He wants to be there for us and listen to us and for us to go to Him. And so I enjoy my relationship with Him, and it means the world to me. And I can't imagine somebody not having that.
And there are other experiences that you share in your journey in your book, Walking on Water. We don't have time to go into those right now, but it is important to know, everyone, that Autumn's life has been filled with many, many challenges, and here she is, even able to talk about it and to hopefully help others who are going through the same. Autumn, what's the best way to get your book, Walking on Water?
You can go online to my website, which is www.autumncarpentier.com. You can also find it on pretty much any bookstore, Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at Author House Publications, and just it's out there where, you know, if you just want to go to whichever site you use, it's a Kindle version, so they've made it pretty easy to access.
Thank you so much, Autumn, for joining us on Author Talk. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.